White House Carolyn Leavitt, saying the president believes there's still a chance for negotiations. While the president's director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, recently testified to Congress that Iran was not building a nuclear weapon, this today from the president's spokesperson.
It is a fact, and the United States government maintains this fact, that Iran has never been closer to obtaining a nuclear weapon.
The Mideast fighting has raised oil and gasoline prices in the U.S. to a national average of $3.20 a gallon. Pump prices are still well below where they were a year ago. Immigration police are ramping up raids at workplace locations, farms, restaurants, and hotels, even after President Trump indicated last week that he wanted those raids to stop. This is ABC News. The Texas governor is in a political bind over state lawmakers passing a ban on products containing a main ingredient of marijuana.
Those products have been legal here since 2019, and a leading GOP polling firm has found strong support among Texas Republicans and Democrats to keep it that way. It all comes down to Governor Greg Abbott.
There are meaningful positions and concerns on both sides of the issue, and I'll look into all of those and evaluate all of those.
Abbott could veto the newly passed THC ban or sign it into law. His third option is to not sign it, in which case the ban would take effect by default. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Steve Carell, in his Northwestern University commencement speech in Chicago, said, "As bad as you feel about the state of the world, your parents probably feel worse." Carell said, "Now is the perfect time to exploit your parents' guilt and to emotionally blackmail them. They might even let you live in the basement for an extra 6 months." Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. There is an extreme heat watch for Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties. Heat index values could reach near 105 during the afternoons. Please take precautions to keep you and your pets and livestock safe. For tonight, chance of showers or thunderstorms later with a low of 64. Showers and storms likely in the morning on Friday. Partly sunny, warm, and humid with a high of 86. And then also for tomorrow night, muggy and mild with a low of 75. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 10 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 85 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The heat and humidity are building. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo warns us to beware.
We're talking about 90 degree temperatures with 100 degree heat indices this weekend. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses like heat stroke, because it can happen fast and hydration is important. So we're simply sweating more because the air is muggy and it's full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which cools us down. And since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat, or keep up on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. And if you start to feel dizzy, confused, with a sudden stop in sweating, it's time to get inside some AC. Or find a fan or a shaded area to cool down. If you continue, heat stroke is possible, and you may see stars, throw up, black out, or wind up in the ER. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses just last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, even with the window cracked. After just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of the car is at 109 degrees Fahrenheit.
The extreme heat, which is forecast throughout Wisconsin over the next several days, could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising motorists to be alert and take extra caution. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. While it's difficult to predict if or where buckling may occur, Wisconsin DOT offers these tips. Slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews, as they repair damaged pavement. Before your trip, check the 511 travel information system for the latest on any incidents or delays. And if necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Be ready to provide specific location information. Older U.S. adults are increasingly dying from unintentional falls, and white people account for the vast majority of the deaths. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that was published Wednesday. More than 41,000 retirement-age Americans died of falls in 2023. From 2003 to 2023, death rates from falls rose more than 70% for adults ages 65 to 74. The rate increased more than 75% for people 75 to 84, and more than doubled for seniors 85 and older. The CDC researchers did not try to answer why death rates from falls are increasing. Wisconsin could see a sharp-tailed grouse hunt for the first time in years this fall. Last week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Sharp-tailed Grouse Advisory Committee met to review population data and make their recommendation to the agency. The committee decided to recommend a hunting season for the first time since 2018. They say conservation and habitat restoration projects over recent years have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population bounce back. If approved by the DNR, the hunt would be held from October 18th to November 9th. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will be hosting the fourth annual Taste of the Hills at Crosscut Park Saturday from 4 to 9. Christy Adsett is the president of the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce.
The weather looks awesome. It's going to be hot, but it should be an awesome event. Lots of good food, lots of good music. We just need a lot of people to come out and enjoy it. We kind of took the event over from the hospital. They had originally done it for their people that make donations and everything as a little thank you to them. And they were not able to facilitate any longer. So then the chamber took it over here about 4 years ago. And we've kind of modeled it a little bit more closer to like Madison, Taste of Madison, where people can come. You buy tickets at the gate. Tickets are $2 each. And then you can use those tickets to buy food from the various vendors, food and drink from the various vendors that we have on site.
The event will include a variety of food vendors.
We're going to have RC Taco, TKO Barbecue will be there, Steve's Pizza from Viroqua, Romeo's for the Love of Good Food, and they were there last year as well, Utter Brothers from Boscobel, Appalicious Pie Depot from over at Gay's Mills, and Christy Sunnyside will be there as well.
Food portions are sized so attendees can sample a variety of items. While enjoying your food, Adsett invites you to bring your lawn chair, relax, and enjoy the music.
Our opening act is Shalene Grunwald. She is from the Prairie du Chien area. I had also spent some time in Nashville. She sings a lot of pop country type music. Is a very good entertainer. And then following her up, we'll have Three Souls. They're a local band. Jeff Behrens is part of that band. They do a lot of 70s and 80s, but we're really looking forward to have them be entertainment for that night.
There is no admission charge to Taste of the Hills.
When you come into the park, there's no fee to enter. If you want to just come in and listen to the music, there's no fee to do that. The only thing you need to buy tickets for is if you want to purchase food or drink. And you can buy those right at the entryway. And cash, or I believe we will have where you could use like a debit card. But if you have cash, that always works the best. And you can buy the tickets, you know, as many as you need to start with, and you can always come back and buy more throughout the event.
Tickets are priced at $2 each. Please, no carry-ins. That's Taste of the Hills Saturday from 4 to 9 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Replacement to the patient and employee parking lots at the Richland Hospital and Clinics facility in Richland Center will begin June 21st and is expected to continue through August 1st. This project will be completed in four phases. During each phase, and for the entire project duration, in order to limit the impact on patients, employee parking will be limited. Throughout the project, patient parking will continue to be available in the parking lots closest to the facility. TRHC is sensitive to the impact this change will have on staff, patients, and neighbors of the facility, and has requested that staff find alternate transport means, carpool, work remotely, or park along Story Field during this project. The repaving is being completed as part of a year-long renovation addressing several deferred maintenance and repair projects at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Casanova, died May 26th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova. William Cairns, age 73, died June 5th. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73. Dolores Lori Grell, 88 of Gotham, died Monday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Brown Church Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Dolores Lori Grell, 88 of Gotham. Fred Hostler, 93 of Wazika, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93 of Wazika. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87 of Lone Rock, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Button Cemetery in Buena Vista Township. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 11. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87 of Lone Rock. Richard N. Hackle, 83 of Muscadet, died June 9th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. for Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Jeanette C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel, died May 6th at home. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Sunday from 1 until 3. Burial will be in the Wazika Cemetery. Jeanette C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly last Thursday. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the Eastside Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Wipth, 73, of Richland Center, died yesterday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 30th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 30th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center.
Energy efficiency and lower utility bills. ¿Quiere ahorrar en sus facturas de energía? Looking to save money on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. A nice sunny and warm day today. Slightly sticky. Highs rose to those mid-80s with a west breeze. Now we've got chances of maybe a stray shower or an isolated thunderstorm later. Much later. Probably overnight. Maybe even holding off until early tomorrow morning. Lows will stay mild, bottoming out in the mid-60s with calm winds. Then they become feisty. Gusting out of the southwest around 20 to 30 miles per hour, will start to surge in more heat and more humidity. Tomorrow's highs, just a few degrees warmer in the upper 80s. But showers and storms in the morning, partial sunshine midday, so a few dry hours sneaking in there, and then becoming warm and very humid. Continues into the night, too. Lows only fall to about the mid-70s. Still muggy, very mild overnight. And Saturday, since we're starting off at about 75, won't be hard to hit the mid-90s. With more humidity spilling in, the dew points will be in the mid-70s. So this is going to make the heat index really feel like, to us, more like 100 degrees. Potentially even near 105 is possible. Thankfully, there'll be some breezy winds, but the sun will be hot. And a ton of it. No rain in the forecast. Make sure you start to hydrate now. Keep cool through the weekend and stay safe, because heat illnesses can sneak up on you. Heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Pay attention to your body and signs it's showing you, because the heat hangs on for Sunday too. Sweltering hot and muggy, still 95 degree actual air temperature feeling more like triple digits. Thankfully, wind's still moving. And then Monday, the front drops back down. A cold front,
Now, it's not going to change anything on Monday. Still hitting highs in the low 90s. Clouds will increase. It'll still be a humid, gross one. And showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And a front moves back in, parking itself right over us again. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 85 degrees after a high today of 86 and a morning low of 57. Yesterday's high was 71 and we received 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1953 is 96 degrees with a record low of 42 set back in 1970. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 66. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:45 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 11 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.00, and we have received no precipitation. Actually, we received 7/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 85 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1956. High school baseball is going on. The state tournament is going on today at the Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute, and in Division 4, it was Johnson Creek beating Pacelli by a score of 5-0 to win the crown for Division 4. Also going on today, Kenosha St. Joseph in Division 3 beat Kewaunee by a score of 3-2. And currently going on is New Berlin Eisenhower taking on Seymour in Division 2, and the Division 1 game will be played this evening featuring Muskego and Badger. Also, the girls' soccer tournament is going on today in Milwaukee, and in the first game that was played today in Division 1 in the semifinals, Muskego beat Kimberly by a score of 3-0, and then also in the second game that was played today, it was Madison West and Arrowhead tying, and Madison West won the shootout by a score of 6-5. So on Saturday, it will be Muskego taking on Madison West. Later on tonight, it will be in Division 4, Xavier taking on Lake Country Lutheran, and Washburn will be taking on Ozaukee Random Lake. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Isaac Collins had a three-run homer, rookie Caleb Durbin added a two-run drive, and the Milwaukee Brewers held off the Chicago Cubs by a score of 8-7. Reese Hoskins lofted a solo shot, and Christian Yelich, Jackson Churio, and Joey Ortiz had two hits apiece to help the Brewers close within 5.5 games of first place. Chicago in the National League Central, Pete Crow, Armstrong lined his 20th home run, and Dansby Swanson and Ian Happ also went deep for the Cubs before a season-high crowd of 41,078 on a breezy afternoon at Wrigley Field. Chicago nearly came back from a 5-run deficit, but Trevor McGill worked around a walk in the ninth for his 16th save. Freddie Peralta allowed 3 runs and 2 hits in 5 innings for the win. The Brewers will open a three-game series against the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance and Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
A fan was removed by security before returning to cheers after he climbed Wrigley Field's protective netting near first base to retrieve a bat that slipped through Sal Frelick's grasp and became lodged there. The Milwaukee outfielder's bat got stuck about 10 feet up after a swinging strike in the top of the sixth on Thursday. Giving his best Spider-Man effort, the fan clambered up the screen and pulled the bat into the seating area before being removed by guards. He returned minutes later to the cheers of the crowd of 41,078, the Cubs' largest this season. Also, yesterday's game against the Cubs was postponed. It will be made up on August 18th as a split doubleheader. And the Packers will hold a home run derby next month as part of their 25-year celebration of playing at American Family Field. Ryan Braun and Carlos Gomez will choose their lineups from former team members. At the end of the team competition, July 25th, the two players with the highest individual scores will square off in the final round of the derby. And the Baltimore Ravens have signed former Packers cornerback Jaire Alexander. The team made the announcement yesterday. ESPN reports Alexander had agreed on a one-year deal for $6 million. He is a two-time All-Pro defensive back who had established himself as one of the best cornerbacks in pro football before missing more than half of the Green Bay's regular season games in the last 2 years. The Ravens had trouble defending the pass during the 2024 NFL season. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century,
Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This Saturday, June 21st, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will host a free dog walk at the Woodman Happy Tales Dog Park. The walk will begin at 10 a.m. and go until 2 and is open to everyone, whether you're a member of OMHS or not. All dogs must be on a 6-foot non-retractable leash and be up to date on their vaccinations. Besides marked walking courses, the walk will also feature an obstacle course, information tables, a dog trainer, dog treats provided by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, human treats, and more. Plan to join OMHS for Saturday's dog walk. It's sure to be a doggone good time for you and your dog.
Get hungry, Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine in or drive through on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Corn for ethanol use demand has been solid. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits. Demex Series Corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield that not only has corn for ethanol use demand been strong, but that's just one component of what seems to be a fairly strong demand structure for old crop corn.
Certainly right here. The first 3 weeks of May did have us with a light amount of concern here as far as the week ethanol runs, but the last 3 weeks certainly have a good offset. So we've removed that prior concern about corn for ethanol, and this really leaves us looking at the export market where we're going to see, as of Friday, we're going to see 10 weeks in a row of extremely strong old crop export sales. And there's an argument here that we still have another 50 million bushels, if not a little more, still to see USDA added on to their current whole year estimate. So there is a strong argument still in place suggesting old crop stocks will be down to 1.3 by the time the year ends here.
And Nelson says export competition from South America is a question mark.
Well, that's a question here. We understand, yes, we do have a record corn crop out of Brazil, which is a valid discussion. But with their biofuel plants, a lot of people wonder how much is going to be available for export. So that's going to be a light offset. And at this point in time, keep in mind also on a price side, We have not seen Brazil really beat us on price. They should be right now, but they're only beating us by $5 to $10 per ton. So we actually have a few good pieces of news on the export side, which may not be an issue we rally on here this week, but certainly in the coming weeks will give us a further piece of momentum here.
The USDA's next set of supply and demand estimates is out July 11th. Megan Grebner has more after this brief break.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
It was another light round of direct cash cattle trade on Thursday. Following the light trade reported in the north on Wednesday, live deals in Nebraska were at $237. For the week, dress deals in the north have been at mostly $376, a few at $377, $3 to $4 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef ended the day sharply higher with heavy demand for light offerings. Choice up $4.92 at $393.79. Select closed $1.85 higher at $374.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head. That's down 2,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs were lower with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down 95 cents with a weighted average of 113.12. Pork values were higher, up 70 cents at 118.98. And estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head, down 9,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The chief economist for Renewable Fuels Association says the ethanol industry is firing on all cylinders. Scott Richmond tells Brownfield,
the administration come along and provide waivers allowing year-round sale of E15. And then on the export front, by far record exports. Last year, they were about 10% over the previous record. We're actually ahead of that so far this year.
More news is next.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Executive Director of Ohio Corn and Wheat says the summer driving season is another opportunity to highlight how E15 can strengthen the state's ethanol industry. Tad Nicholson says it benefits farmers directly.
Every time we have somebody move from 87 octane, which is 10% ethanol, to 88 octane, which is 15%, they're using 50% more corn.
Brazil remains on track to produce a huge corn crop despite harvest delays. Market analyst Michael Cordonier with Soybean and Corn Advisor says Safrina corn is 5% harvested compared to 21% a year ago.
There's been a lot of late season rains in Brazil, much later than normal. So the crop is still very high in moisture, and very few farmers have on-farm storage, much less drying facilities.
He tells Brownfield Brazilian farmers don't have to worry about stock quality like growers in the U.S. as corn dries down naturally. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A plant pathologist with University of Missouri Extension says fungicide application timing is critical to managing tar spot in corn. Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Mandy Bish says more passes don't always provide more control. Find out more on Brownfield right after this.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Bish says the most consistent return on investment to managing tar spot is a single fungicide application.
Between the VT and R3 growth stages, what we're really looking for is when tar spot reaches that ear leaf, then we want to start thinking about making the application so we're protecting the ear leaf. In a year like this, I feel like we're either going to have tar spot or southern rust. One of them is going to rare up. It can be tempting to go early, in which case these diseases can still rob yield even after tasseling as we start into the R2 growth stages and such. And so by going too early, you're going to lose some of that residual effect and then be tempted to come back in later with another fungicide application to protect some yield. In that two-pass system, you might be protecting some yield, but again, the return on investment is not as optimal as a well-timed single-pass fungicide application.
She says tar spot was first confirmed in Missouri in 2019 in the northeast part of the state.
And then in 2022, it spread to northwest Missouri. And over the last 2 years, it's gone further south. It's increased its foothold across the Missouri River in 2023. And then last year, we had confirmations in Lawrence County and Perry County, which are in the southern part of the state. So the footprint is expanding.
Tar spot's already been confirmed across the Midwest this year, including northwest Missouri in the last week. She says farmers should be scouting their corn, looking for black lesions.
In the beginning, when you only have a couple of lesions present, it can look like insect poop or insect frass. And so you want to see if you can scrape it off the leaf. If you can't scrape the lesion off, and if it's starting to go through both the top and the bottom of the leaf, then there's a really good chance it's tar spot. The pathogen that causes tar spot is a fungus that can just infect the vegetative tissue once it's present. After infection, it takes about, let's say, between 14 and 21 days before you really start to see symptoms. So as long as you have corn that's been out of the ground, you know, for a month, then ish, you can see tar spot. Fortunately, there's not an easy button, but we've been developing several tools. And a lot of the tools that include Missouri data, along with our neighboring states and colleagues, are on the Crop Protection Network. So if you go to the Crop Protection Network and search for tar spot, you can find recommended timing tables. You can find fungicide efficacy charts. You can find a map of where tar spot is.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Some people clap on a one and three. Some people clap on a two and four. Some people don't join at all because they got no rhythm, and that's all right. Some people, they drink too much. Some people don't drink enough. Some people are just like me. I hope y'all forgive them. I'm like Sky, Tonico bands. I'm like Eastside towns, and Zan. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone. If I was sweet tea, it'd be a bit better. If you took a drink, you might reconsider. If I was a church, I'd be hanging with the sinners. Talking about Hendrix in heaven. If I was a bar, I'd be a dive. Free jukebox and a double wide. A neon light saying come inside. And I'd be open 24/7. I'm like Scotch inside a girl band. I'm like Eastside towns, Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend of my own. But I'm not for everyone. Yeah, I'm hard to love, it's true. I'm a little more rough than smooth. It's a wonder I found somebody like me, like you. I'm like Scotch inside a gold band. I'm like Eastside towns, Van Zandt. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad joke at the wrong time. Hell, I'm a legend of my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone. Yeah, I'm good for some, but I'm not for everyone.
That was Brothers Osborne with I'm Not For Everyone on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here until the 8 o'clock hour bringing you some great music and passing along some information. Hoping you're having a great Thursday. Yep, I had to think there. I had yesterday off, so sometimes I get my days confused. But anyways, yeah, I hope you're having a great Thursday. It's 547 right now, and the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer says 84 degrees. It is kind of hot and kind of humid out there, folks. Sunny skies out there as well, too. And just remember, we do have that extreme heat watch that's in they're going to be in effect from Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties. Heat indexes could reach as high as 105 degrees. So be sure to keep yourself cool. Make sure you keep yourself hydrated. If you have to be outdoors, make sure you wear sunscreen. And be sure to check in on all of those that you know that might need to be checked on, whether it be the elderly or folks or whoever you have to check on, and also your pets. Make sure your pets stay nice and cool. And hoping you're having a great Thursday. We're a couple steps closer to the weekend, unless you count Fridays as a weekend, depending on what you do, and maybe a little closer than that. So, but anyways, hope your Thursday is a good one. Just wanted to let you know that the Crawford County Sheriff's Office notified us that the phone lines for most of Crawford County offices are not working. The administration building is closed today, so if you have an emergency, dial 911. If you need to speak to law enforcement, call 608-326-8414, and an update will be sent when service is restored. And I want to let you know of a few things going on right now. First of all, the Richland Center Lions is hosting a monthly evening at the fairgrounds to sell concessions, and that's held the third Thursday of each month, so it's being held tonight from 5 to 8, so going on right now until 8 o'clock, and the final night of the event will be on Thursday, October 9th. But for tonight's event, car enthusiasts are invited to bring their cars to showcase. Also, the Walk with Grace Planning Committee meeting is going to be held at 6 at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend. Volunteers are always needed. Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. And the public is invited to a special presentation from 6 to 8 this evening at the High Ground Welcome Center to hear Vietnam veteran nurse Sarah L. Bloom discuss her newest book. And that is going on tonight there. So to join online at 6, you can visit bit.ly/Sarah Blum presentation.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Sometimes it's worth hearing from some of the wealthiest people in the world. Let me quote what 370 millionaires and billionaires have said. Quote, "We are the people who have wealth. Political leaders have spent too much time indulging us and too little time delivering for all people. There is a simple solution. You must tax us, the super rich. We want those we elect to build a better future with strong economies that serve everyone and societies where all can thrive." End quote. We should listen to these folks. They are looking out not only for themselves, but for all of us. But there are others who use their wealth to pressure politicians to enact policies that serve only their interests in accumulating more wealth. We need to fight for what's right by contacting our political representatives and letting them know they need to work for all of us. And taxing the rich is the essential thing to do that. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites everyone to the 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday from 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Enjoy a night filled with live music, starting with Shalini Greenwald and wrapping up with local favorite Three Souls. There will be a wide variety of food and drinks available right on the grounds. Admission is free, but no carry-ins allowed. So grab your lawn chair and head to the park for a great evening of flavor and fun. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday, 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Don't miss it.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone. even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in the Wranglers, barely getting in. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, gimme, gimme, gimme. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high rise. Gimme, 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 little rise.
Hey ladies, who's that Georgia boy saying about us country girls?
Bell bottom high rise.
What is something about?
Gimme, 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 little rise. Country girls, shake it for me. Shimmy, shimmy, shake it for me. Bell bottom high.
Can't blame whaling and his outlaw songs. It's my own damn.
fight inside. Load on up, and then we ride. And I've been known to let my darkness show. Even pushing up daisies full of bullet holes. If you're pointing fingers, you can point them at me. It's my fault, as far as I can see.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump is giving himself up to 2 more weeks to consider whether or not to join Israel in attack.